From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message called A Prayer for the Prevention of Sin, part of this series in the Lord's Prayer. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook, by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, A Quiet Heart. The text is Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 15. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. It is always weakness to be fretting and worrying, questioning and mistrusting. What can we do if we wear ourselves to skin and bone? Can we gain anything by fearing and fuming? Do we not unfit ourselves for action and unhinge our minds for wise decision? We are sinking by our struggles when we might float by faith. Oh, for grace to be quiet! Why run from house to house to repeat the weary story which makes us more and more heartsick as we tell it? Why even stay at home to cry out in agony because of wretched forebodings which may never be fulfilled? It would be well to keep a quiet tongue, but it would be far better if we had a quiet heart. Oh, to be still and know that Jehovah is God! Oh, for grace to be confident in God! The Holy One of Israel must defend and deliver his own. He cannot run back from his solemn declarations. We may make sure that every word of his will stand, though the mountains depart. He deserves to be confided in. And if we would display confidence and consequent quietness, we might be as happy as the spirits before the throne. Come, my soul, return unto thy rest, and lean thy head upon the bosom of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
At this season of the year, the thoughts of God's people turn with special emphasis to the miracle of the Incarnation, the incomprehensible truth of Emmanuel, God with us. To assist you in meditating upon the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into the world, we're happy to offer a unique publication called The 12 Days of Christmas. Written by Roger Ellsworth, an experienced minister and writer, The 12 Days of Christmas is a small paperback book containing 24 devotions, each including a short scripture reading, several paragraphs, and a concluding to think about section that draws lines of application from the text to modern-day life. The book is intended to help the hearts and minds of believers to focus on the wonder of the Incarnation, as well as to encourage unbelievers to come in repentance and faith to Christ. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make this inspirational booklet available free of charge to our listening audience. You may have a copy simply by contacting us by phone, email, or regular mail. You may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We encourage you to request your free copy of The 12 Days of Christmas.
Thank you.
As we pray, and lead us not into temptation, the basic desire in this petition is that we as God's people be kept from sin. We are asking God to make us holy and watchful so that we don't fall into temptation. It is a request that we may walk humbly before God, and that we be not guilty of presuming upon His promise to forgive sin. Furthermore, the petition reminds us that Christ has faced temptation on our behalf and has conquered Satan. We are praying that God would not leave us to face temptation alone. Now Dr. Cairns will continue this message called A Prayer for the Prevention of Sin.
Lead us not into temptation. Lord, if I am to face a trial, let it be with the sight of my God going before me. Let it be with the realization of Thy nearness to me. But never leave me, not even for a moment, in the moment of trial. And then it means something more. In context, I think this is a very powerful aspect of its meaning. Never let me be exposed to the full fury of Satan's power. If you go back to Matthew 4, you'll find that the Lord Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. There you'll read in the first 11 verses of the temptations with which Satan bombarded the Lord Jesus. Now let me say that the Lord Jesus met Satan head on. He met Satan in person. He met Satan in the plenitude of the devil's power. He endured everything, concentrated into these particular expressions of temptation, where it was all the malignancy, and there was all the fury, and there was all the hatred, and there was all the seductiveness of which Satan was capable. And Luke 4, verse 13 says, when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. For a season. But he soon returned to the fight. You read through the Gospels, what were those attempts in Christ's life? They were Satan's hatred of Christ. What were the attempts to entrap him in his words into folly or failure? It was the temptation of Satan. The vicious attacks upon his reputation. It was Satan coming back into the fight. Hebrews 4 tells us Christ was in all points tempted like as we are, apart from sin. That is, apart from those temptations that flow out of a sinful nature. Then came Gethsemane. Now follow me carefully here. I hope I can make this plain. For to me this is the greatest blessing in studying this whole passage. Follow Christ to Gethsemane. There Satan renewed the attack. I've often told you I believe that when the Lord Jesus said, let this cup pass from me, the cup was the cup of death in the garden, not the cup of the cross at all. The cup of death in the garden. Hebrews 5:7 tells me he was heard in that prayer, in that he feared. Satan renewed the attack, the blood oozing through the pores of his skin should have been the signal of the defeat and the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he endured it all. And it's noteworthy that it was there in Gethsemane, as he was enduring all this hellish attack, it was there that he said to his disciples, Matthew 26:41, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The very prayer that he's telling us here in the Lord's Prayer, lead us not into temptation. He says in Gethsemane, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. There's a wonderful thought here. When we face temptation, we confess our weakness, but we also confess Christ's strength. He fought the full power and fury of Satan's temptation, and he overcame it all. The first Adam fell before Satan's power, but the last Adam made Satan fall before his power as he stood unmoved and immovable under the fury of the tempter. And in him, remember, it was the man, Christ Jesus, who overcame, who was tempted. God cannot be tempted. The divine nature in Christ was not subject to temptation. That which was temptable was the human nature of Christ. It was a true human nature now that overcame Satan in temptation. And in Christ, human nature, for the very first time since the fall, overcame the tempter. Now this is the conqueror who dwells in every believer. 2 Peter 1:4 tells us that in him we are made partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. We know that we could not withstand Satan, but he who dwells within us has vanquished him forever. When I pray, lead us not into temptation, I'm reminding God of this and saying there is no need of a further trial of strength between human nature and Satan, for Christ has endured and Christ has conquered. Therefore, lead me not into temptation means, Lord, keep me in the victory of Christ. Never let me face what Jesus faced. Can I interject there? That's a prayer that God always answers. I will make so bold as to say that never again, not even the Apostle Paul, not even Peter and James and John as they went out into the world with the gospel, never again has any man ever faced Satan head on in the fullness of his satanic power. Why? Because Christ broke the serpent's head. Christ endured and conquered. Let us never face Satan's fury. Let him never regroup the full strength of his fury. Never let us face him in our own strength. And surely the words of the Savior would teach us, Lord, keep us alert that we may never be surprised into sin. We need to pray that prayer. We need to pray that prayer. How often Christians are taken unawares. How often it's just in the sudden moment, before we know it, we're gone, defeated, we've fallen. Jesus says, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Slothfulness, carelessness, and pride are dangerous to a Christian. You remember Achan? Achan saw the spoils of Babylon, the Babylonish garment, the shekels of silver and of gold. He says, I saw them, then I coveted them, and then I took them. It started because he was watching the wrong thing. Sloth. Take David. David should have been at war, but he was being slothful, neglectful of his duty as the king of Israel. He sent his men out to battle while he, the greatest warrior among them, sat at home. The slothful man found that he saw what he should never have been in a position to look at. Became an adulterer and a party to murder. One look when he was undefended, that's all it took. Take Peter. Full of carnal confidence. Lord, though all men forsake you, I'll never forsake you. Do you not know I'm Peter? I'm the strong guy around here. I'm not John the timid. I'm not Judas the less. I am Peter. I'll never forsake you. It's a man you're talking to. It's not a woman. It's not a boy. It's not a timid little thing. It's a man you're talking to. I'll never leave you. Idiotic idea. He began to follow afar off. Carnal confidence. And it only took a little girl to challenge him. Down he went. Lord, keep us alert. Keep us aware. Keep us with our eyes fixed on Christ, that we will not be surprised into sin, lest, as Paul said to the Corinthians, Satan should get an advantage of us, for we're not ignorant of his devices. And that means, finally, that we're praying, Lord, this is my desire, enable us to use the resources that God has made available. You remember what Paul wrote again to the Corinthians, there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able. Most people finish it there. But he goes on to say, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Escaping temptation is not necessarily getting right out of having to face it. It's having the grace to endure it and overcome it. The Lord has always made a way of escape. What is the way of escape? It is Jesus Christ. Nevermore is it true than this. I am the way. He's the only way. Not only the way to heaven, but the way of escape. The way of holiness. The way of purity. God has made it clear. He has given you His Word. Now, Christian, if you're not in the Word of God, you're not taking time in this book, do not be surprised that you're so weak you can't face temptation. If you're not taking time in the place of prayer, if you're not getting alone with God, if you're not on your knees, Jesus is saying, pray that you enter not into temptation. If you're not taking time to pray, then you will fall. If you're not using the opportunities for fellowship and mutual edification and feasting together with God's people in the things of God, if you're not knowing what it is to function as part of the body into which Christ has placed you, then you will not be successful in facing temptation. Most of all, the thing that ties all these together, if you are not constantly, through the Word and prayer, seeking to come to a deeper and deeper understanding of the Gospel so that Christ is ever more clearly present in your view, so that you can by faith reach out to Him and run with patience the race that is set before you, looking unto Jesus. If you're not doing that, if your eyes are off Christ, you'll not be able to withstand temptation. The prayer is, Lord, lead us, enable us, to use the resources which thou hast made available. That's the great wish of this text.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.